My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Big Daddy Kev telling you who's going to be starting on Saturday. It's going to be Jameis. More on him in just a moment. We have a generator update. Lima is getting live reports to his phone for generators on the west side.
Yeah, they were lined up yesterday at 6 a.m. at some of the notable big box stores that would have those types of generators. Mm-hmm. And they went through, one store went through 70 of them immediately once the day started.
Holy cow.
There was
I had last night the town chats. People were posted outside the stores in Avon and going, hey, this worker in the back told me they got a truck with 50 coming in at 9 p.m. tonight, and people just lined up. They said they're staying at stores that normally close at 9 were staying open till 11 or midnight.
Oh, and I mean, if I'm
this
an employee,
is a shame.
I'm taking advantage of this.
Well,
if I'm an employee,
you're getting double there, right?
I'm going rogue. I'm stockpiling. I'm trying to figure out a way to help
maybe
certain
this generator
people.
Fell off the back of a truck.
That's right.
I can't condone that behavior.
No,
come
of
on
course
now.
Not.
That's how Tommy gets whacked.
This how it works.
Well, no, they all get whacked because
they start that. Yeah.
They start telling people, as long as you don't go out and buy a pink Cadillac and a fur coat for your wife, you should be okay. Even though, you know what? Johnny Roast Beef, real quick, I'm glad he did that because he was going to get killed anyway. So he might as well have enjoyed the pink Cadillac and his wife might as well have enjoyed a fur before they both got killed, right?
Mm-hmm. You had to enjoy it. You got a chance to enjoy it.
And wouldn't Sarah love a fur right now?
Boy, she would.
Frank Severo didn't say nothing to nobody and they're still thawing him out. Okay? Anyway.
Got nothing out of the deal.
Here, Kevin Stefanski talking about the starters. Can Jameis, do you have any faith that Jameis can do what Joe did? Or was it just too special of a situation? It's unfair to Jameis.
I'll say this, that Kevin Stefanski has me believing. I mean, how he was able, think of how difficult that is.
So is it Kevin that makes you feel that way?
It is. It absolutely is. I mean, when you see the caliber of quarterback last year, you had, obviously, the first time out, DTR was not ready to go. We understand that. But after that, it seemed like they found a happy medium so that they could pivot that offense and have it run. I mean, remember, you had a P.J. Walker win over the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I understand it was not a shootout, but he got it done. And next thing you know, then DTR played better, and then Joe Flacco came in. And look, he had his Joe Flacco moments, but there was no doubt that that offense became high octane and much more of a threat down the field. And so I think whoever comes in, I think Stefanski has absolutely earned that respect, that trust that he can run an NFL offense in times of very, very critical moments. Like times of adversity. They showed that. They
proved that last year. Well, you took this conversation to a completely different place than I thought it was going to go. I thought we were going to be more focused on Jameis.
Okay, but let's focus on Jameis.
But what you're doing is you're putting a spotlight on Deshaun Watson. You might not realize it. You may not even attempt to, but you are putting the spotlight on him. Because if this happens again, I don't want anything bad to happen to Deshaun Watson. We got to see once and for all whether or not this thing's going to go the right way, or we got to hit panic buttons or things like that. So I don't want nothing bad to happen to the guy, all right? But if it did, and he weren't playing that well again, and then Jameis were to play well, then, guys, it's proof positive. You can't just say, well, he only works good with quarterbacks that aren't that great. I don't know if that one's going to work on Kevin. It's just going, your problem would be who's actually playing the position, not the coach.
Sure.
I mean, there are people lining up still. He's won Coach of the Year twice. There are people lining up still going after him.
They want him out. Yeah. They think he's archaic.
Not as many as there were,
He's not running an offense that works with today's football. And to that I say, watch the games at the end of the year.
Well, if they're successful and they go to the playoffs, then yes, it does.
I thought so. So Jameis has only started 10 games since 2019. But in 2021 with New Orleans, I mean, he was 5-2 as a starter. He had 14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Rust or whatever, I'm sure there would be that, but he's still capable of conducting an offense like some of the starters in this league. Mm-hmm. Like, Jameis can be a starter in this league still. I don't think that's what you'd love going into a season if you were trying to win. I'd be nervous about that. Like, hey, Jameis Winston is your starting quarterback for 2024. Go have at it in the brutal Eastern.
I would think you're getting ready to draft a guy in the 2025 right. draft.
That's
but
what
hasn't
it would be.
A guy like Geno Smith changed those thoughts a little bit?
Well, that is rare.
I think he's the exception, not the rule.
I agree with you, but Baker. I would have said absolutely not to Jameis if the Geno Smith thing had never happened.
But
now that I've seen it, and I know it's one guy in the last 60 years of football that's done that.
Let me ask you this, though. Is the human condition changing? I don't know. Baker's just a totally different animal on this. Because you go into a season and I thought, man, this is going to be a placeholder type of thing. And they ended up having a nice year, obviously. And he ended up having a nice year. But you have these guys who before, are we just not getting a system ready for any of these other players? Because before, your starting quarterback went down. You remember the old, who was the quote that we always love to say? If we don't have Peyton Manning, we're bleeped, and we don't practice bleeped. And now it's like, you better practice with your backup quarterback, because the thoughts and opinions are that guy's probably going to be out at some point, and you're going to need him.
If Gardner Minshew could go 7-6 as a starter last year, and really, it should have been better. It should have been 8-5. They should have beat the Browns. I mean, Gardner Minshew was playing well.
Yeah, if it were with Shuer on the other foot, I'd probably feel the same.
I mean, so if he can do that, yes, Jameis Winston can win in this league. Of course he can as a starter. He just can't be your plan. He can't be your plan before a season like, this is it. We're in a championship window with Myles Garrett and Nick Chubb and Amari Cooper and Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller. Have at it. Here's your starting quarterback. You wouldn't want that. But, hey, it hasn't worked with Deshaun Watson. He got injured again.
Yeah.
He's got shoulder issues. He left the game. You got 6 weeks left in the year. Yes, I think Jameis can take you on a potentially fun ride. Are they going to the Super Bowl? Probably not in the AFC. That's just probably not happening.
In years past, is it just the human condition? Because now we are seeing more guys. And it's still, again, the exception, not the rule. But there are more exceptions than there used to be. Geno, Baker, where guys are getting 3-year contracts. Okay. And I don't think that they are sold on that they're the franchise quarterbacks in private rooms. I don't think that either of those guys in either of those cities are thought to be, hey, this is our long-term 10-year idea. Because I think they would probably get more. And if they go out and they continue to play well, then they'll continue to get more.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If Baker's good for over the next 3 years, or really over the next two of the next 3 years, he'll get a lot more money. But he's got to prove that first. I think, though, that the tastes have changed with quarterbacks, where now it's like, hey, your job's going to be up no matter what, so you better put everything you can into both these guys. And it's become more important to have a backup quarterback who's able to fulfill that role. 216-474-0092. I said I'd get to this here. We got to get to this here. Jim Harbaugh has a show cause penalty from the NCAA, correct?
Yeah, 4 years.
See, it said 4 games when I first, I swear to God, it wrote that yesterday it said 4 games, and then they fixed it. It said 4 years. 4 years is a hell of a long time. So you follow a lot of Ohio State people. You're an Ohio State alum.
Yes,
congratulations on all your success.
They are having a field day with this because, you know, why not at this point?
Well,
Michigan just won
the
national championship.
And they're more than welcome to do it. Jim Tressel got suspended by the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Is there really talk that they would suspend Jim Harbaugh?
I think it's starting to grow again. I think it's a lot of Ohio State people.
I think it's a growing wishful thinking.
Probably. Now, Mike Florio attempted to get comment from the NFL. I did see there was an article a season ago when they thought, remember, Harbaugh was being investigated.
We know Mike loves Law and Order.
He was interviewing with the Minnesota Vikings a year ago, and Ian Rapoport had a story a year ago wondering if that precedent has been set with Terrell Pryor receiving the suspension in the NFL after his transgressions in college, after Jim Tressel received the suspension from the Colts, but then Commissioner Roger Goodell did add, well, if they wouldn't have done it, we would have done it. So the question has been asked, and now you're starting to get more pressure. And you only wonder, listen, public pressure is what gets stuff done, oddly enough. It does get stuff done. The commissioner does pay attention to that. Will there be enough pressure? That is the question for him to care whether or not Harbaugh, who left right after the national championship, bolted for the NFL in the midst of not one investigations, but two investigations. One of them has been wrapped up. The cheating scandal is continuing, and we should get something on that quickly. That is the question. Will they hold him accountable in the NFL for those transgressions?
No. No.
So why is this different from Tressel then?
It's really not.
It's just 11 years later or whatever?
Yeah, it's 11 years later. The NCAA was still under the guise of amateurism. It's not anymore.
Yep.
This is still cheating in football, though. That's the issue with all this. Now, did he get suspended for all the other stuff? Did he get suspended for, is this show cause for a preponderance of evidence of things over multiple years, like the hamburgers and the COVID and things like
that?
So
Michigan people are saying 4 years show cause for a hamburger. No, it was the, you got to understand, there was a flagrant attempt to not only obfuscate, big word, Kenny, but to break a lot of the existing rules. Even after they were told you're under investigation, then there was more rule breaking.
Yeah.
So it reached the point where everybody was turning them in the Big Ten.
It's SMU. SMU did not get the death penalty for one thing. It was a decade of things that went wrong. Now, they're not going to get the death penalty, obviously. I don't think anybody is anymore. But with Michigan and with Harbaugh, if I were a Michigan fan, depending on how this season goes, I'd be a little bit upset.
Of course. Of course.
But you always get your championship. But in the NFL, he's a professional head coach now. That's kangaroo court to me, is what the NCAA is anymore.
Right. Why do you think the NFL said what they said during the Trestle thing? Why would it have mattered to them? Because that was the argument I was making at the time.
Because it sounded good. Roger Goodell likes things that sound good, and it sounded good at that time.
You're not wrong about that at all.
If I had stepped in there, if they didn't do it, I would have done it. Would you? If he were the head coach of the Colts, I don't think there's a chance in hell he would have done it. But it was easy to do at that time because we were still under the idea of amateur athletics when we just had a guest the other day who was telling us about how amateur it really was, who was in studio with us back in those days. They were still under that idea, and it was still a nice belief, and it was a nice thing to say. And it technically is a difference because someone brought up Chip Kelly, and I forget who it was, and they were right about it with show causes as well. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to the NFL. The NCAA is a business network. College football. College football is a business that's trying to model itself a little bit under what the NFL has done. And the NFL is not going to sit there and deal with kiddie stuff when they got all the adult stuff to deal with. And you have an owner in there who has a stake of things. Who's made a lot of money with the NFL and wants to continue to make a lot of money with the NFL. And I don't think that he's one of the more powerful owners. There is an inner circle of powerful owners. But I don't think that he's going to do anything to irk the other owner.
Well, that's what I wonder here. In the NFL, is Harbaugh, do you think, because the NFL, we've seen coaches before, certainly attempt to push the boundaries of the rules in the NFL, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, is Harbaugh going to be on his best behavior in the NFL?
Is he
going to do his best to circumvent whatever rules? I mean, this is the one thing do wonder with this guy.
When Belichick did that, is he in trouble for the Connor Stallions stuff? Or is this all the stuff leading up to Connor Stallions?
This has nothing to do with the sign stealing.
That's important. Because if it were for the Connor Stallions stuff, I think then you would certainly have a precedent to then go, okay, we need to maybe think about going after Jim. If this is all eligibility crap, they don't care about eligibility when it comes to the NFL. They care about the quote-unquote integrity of the game. What Bill Belichick did made their customers wonder about the integrity of the game. So Belichick and the Patriots were punished. What Jim Harbaugh did not impugn the integrity or lack thereof or any thought of it with the NFL. They're not going to punish him for that. Unless they want to punish him for Connor Stallions with the NCAA. Then it might open up something, but I don't think it will. Up next, Mitch, please, on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.